Trade agreements. Tariff reductions agreed for British beef and lamb. Von Fleischwirtschaft.de und Age. Vom, the 16th of July 2026. Bern, London. Trade conditions in Switzerland could improve significantly for British exporters of beef and lamb. The National Farmers Union, NFU, sees the new free trade agreement as a competitive advantage for the domestic agricultural sector. The National Farmers Union, NFU, has expressed satisfaction with the conclusion of negotiations on a free trade agreement between the United Kingdom and Switzerland. According to NFU President Tom Bradshaw, it is an excellent example of a balanced agreement. The government has succeeded in securing competitive access to the Swiss market for British farmers. Specifically, according to the Farmers Association, tariffs on fresh, boneless beef cuts exported to Switzerland are to be reduced by 35%. According to the NFU, these are the most favorable market access conditions Switzerland has ever granted to a trading partner for beef. The Farmers Association sees this as a competitive advantage for domestic farmers. According to the association, beef trade generated an average of €3.8 million per year between 2023 and 2025. For Switzerland, shipments of salted or brined beef are set to become duty-free once the agreement takes effect. Furthermore, according to the NFU, the agreement includes a series of tariff reductions for various beef offal products. This is essential for maintaining the British carcass balance. No more tariffs on British lamb. In the future, tariffs within the quota for British lamb are to be eliminated entirely. According to the Farmers Association, this applies to the majority of shipments. The NFU estimates the value of British lamb shipments to Switzerland in 2025 at the equivalent of just over €6.4 million. Swiss lamb, however, is not expected to be part of the agreement. According to the NFU, trade conditions for poultry, pork, and eggs will remain unchanged. Trade in many dairy products, including some types of cheese, is already liberalized between Switzerland and the United Kingdom. The NFU reported that there will be improved market access for a select number of dairy products. Accordingly, tariffs for five product categories are to be reduced by 2.5 to 50%. These include milk, cream, condensed milk, and milk powder from the United Kingdom. Swiss farmers are expected to benefit from improved trade conditions for yogurt, as well as from a tariff quota for milk and cream that has been expanded to 93 metric tons. Signing to take place this year. Negotiations on the agreement between Switzerland and the United Kingdom have been ongoing since 2022. They became necessary following the UK's exit from the EU to replace the transitional arrangement agreed upon at that time. Back in March, both sides had already agreed to establish a common food safety area, which will be managed according to the principle of dynamic alignment. This means that Switzerland will simultaneously apply all relevant EU regulations in the area of agricultural and food standards that apply within its territory, including any future changes. As part of the proposed agreement on sanitary and phytosanitary (SPS) measures between the European Union and the United Kingdom, the Swiss and British sides intend to operate in accordance with EU regulations. This would ensure that standards in both countries are identical. According to the Swiss Ministry of Economic Affairs, the agreement with the United Kingdom is to be signed before the end of this year. This will be followed by the respective domestic ratification procedures.